Your deadline is coming soon to tell your boss what you think of your job. Friday is the last day to fill out your federal employee viewpoint survey from the Office of Personnel Management. The data from the surveys will shape human resources policy across government, but the Government Accountability Office says chief human capital officers and OPM have options available already to build and strengthen their workforces. Robert Goldenkopf is director of strategic issues at the Government Accountability Office. Robert, you're looking at HR issues in government in light of the budget situation and the fiscal challenges here, and you've got three main themes that you found as you looked at this work. We'll take each of them in turn. But overall, what was the scope of the work that you were looking at in the context for it, Robert?
Well, it's great to be here, Francis. Thank you for having me. The scope of our work focused on personnel management in an era of constrained resources. We know that to help agencies meet discretionary caps, to help agencies meet budgetary constraints, they're making cuts in a variety of areas, and that includes cuts to their personnel programs. And what we've found in the past is that without careful attention to strategic workforce planning and other human capital management strategies, that those reduced investments in the workforce now could have significant implications down the road for their ability to carry out their missions.
So you discussed this with chief human capital officers across government, and you came to three main themes as a result of your work. The first one is strengthening coordination to address a fragmented human capital community. And that sounds, as I read your work, it sounds like the good news is that the chief human capital officers are thinking cross-agency and not just within their own organization.
That's correct, and that was something new. Going back over a number of years, agencies tended not to think outside the box. They tended to think that their problems were unique. But these budgetary constraints have really created an impetus for agencies to think of more creative solutions and also to collaborate more. And what we're getting at here with the need for strength and coordination is that there are a lot of players in the federal human capital community. You have federal agencies, of course. You have the central management agencies, such as OPM and OMB. You have the president's management councils. You have non-governmental organizations. And they all have different agendas, different focuses, and, you know, that's to be expected. But what that results in is that there's little coordination, and there's really no mechanism to ensure that any of their initiatives are working towards common goals.
The point, the Chief Human Capital Officers Council was meant to be a mechanism of that. Are you seeing that filling any of that space?
Some of it is occurring, but it's not as effective as it could be in terms of coordinating their work with OPM or also coordinating across one another.
The second item that you found, the second theme that ran through these conversations that you had with chief human capital officers was using enterprise solutions to address shared challenges. And that's kind of where I thought I might see the Chief Human Capital Officers Council making a difference, Robert.
Right. And again, to some extent, some of that is going on. I mean, there are shared services across government in terms of hiring and staffing services. You have payroll centers is another example where there's some sharing going on. But again, it's not as effective as it could be. And the chief human capital officers that we spoke with mentioned two areas in particular that could benefit from additional collaboration. One is strategic workforce planning, where some agencies do it quite well, other agencies are struggling, and there's a need there for sharing of lessons learned and also effective models of workforce planning. And a second area is developing IT platforms, human resource IT platforms, so that agencies can basically leverage the purchasing power that comes from having multiple entities purchase something.
There's a kind of a merger of those two ideas, too, that I've heard on a number of occasions, and I wonder if it turned up in your work, Robert. A couple of the HR experts that I've talked to across government, both current and former, have talked about the idea of using a technology platform of some sort to share a hiring information. That is, if I've got 30 candidates for a position at agency A, and I choose the person that I wind up hiring, that means there's still 29 pretty well-qualified candidates. When an agency B has an opening for the exact same qualifications, instead of going through the process all over again, maybe they just want to sort through the 29 that I didn't hire and find a good fit rather than starting completely from scratch. Right now, there's no way to do that.
In concept, it has its definite advantages. We reinvent the wheel. Agencies reinvent the wheel so many times, and it could be a win-win both for the agencies and also for the candidates involved. They don't have to reapply and go through a fairly cumbersome process. And the agencies have people who have already been pre-qualified, if you will.
And then I guess this one, again, meshes with the third theme that you found, which is creating more agile talent management to address inflexibilities in the current system. When I read it, my first takeaway, Robert, was, well, that sounds like let's figure out workarounds for the problems with the system. But as I dug deeper into it, it sounds like what you're getting at here is let's figure out flexible changes to the inflexibilities that exist today.
Exactly. I mean, this is by no means does this mean go do away with veterans' preference or things like that. No, what this is focusing on is to move talent both within agencies and across agencies to where it's needed. And that could be, for example, to handle a surge capacity. And we saw that, for example, with the Deepwater Horizon spill in the Gulf, where several agencies, so many different skills were needed, and it was required a multi-agency response. And so that there were some flexibilities there to meet the needs of the cleanup in the Gulf. It could also mean having the ability to move employees whose skills are surplus either within one part of an organization or within a different agency to another part where they're more needed. And right now, structurally, that's difficult to do. And also, agencies don't have the visibility over the skills that's needed to do that.
Another challenge, I imagine, is the situation that we have with all the retirement eligibles, Robert, and that is that these folks are not retiring as quickly as agencies expected, and so they've done a whole lot of workforce planning anticipating that at some point a lot of these folks are going to leave, and now they're finding exactly the opposite is the case. And as they look to the next 5 to 10 years, figuring out how to deal with an aging workforce whose skills may also be aging, by the way, might turn out to be their biggest challenge rather than trying to figure out where you're going to recruit all this new talent from.
Exactly. And, there's so many things, so many ways that you can effectively use those individuals, whether it's succession planning or skills transfers, knowledge transfers to folks coming up behind them. And a lot of that just isn't done now. And part of that is because agencies just don't even have the data on who's eligible, who might be retiring, what skills do they have, what skills might they miss, and then what are opportunities to build new capacities that they don't have.
You have four recommendations to OPM in their coordination work with the Chief Human Capital Officers Council. The one that jumped out at me the most is the first one, and that's this strengthen coordination and leadership on government-wide human capital issues. And that's kind of why I jumped on that early in our conversation, Robert, because the stand-up of the Chico Council struck me when it happened as a great way to take and leverage the knowledge that we've gained from the other councils across government and apply it to the human resources work. And it sounds, if I may be so bold, it sounds like kind of a typical GAO response that they're doing well, they're making progress, but there's still more work to be done.
Well, but that's the case often government-wide. In this particular instance, as you said, I mean, what the statute that you're referring to is the 2002 Chief Human Capital Officers Act, which really tasked OPM with helping agencies manage their human capital, and it also created the Chief Human Capital Officers Council, which is chaired by OPM, which also was created to advise and coordinate activities of member agencies. And to the extent that that's not happening or could be done better, it really falls into their laps to take a stronger leadership role.
Another of the four recommendations that I wanted to ask you about, you can read all those recommendations, by the way, federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. We'll have Robert's report linked later this afternoon, is the fourth one. Evaluate the communication strategy for and effectiveness of tools, guidance, or leading practices OPM provides for addressing human capital challenges. If I read that right, essentially what you're saying is look at your strategy for how you're going about these things and make sure that that strategy is coherent rather than just kind of a haphazard operation of work that may lead you where you want to go, but unfortunately also may not.
Well, I mean, that's a big part of it. And then another piece of that was that, you know, OPM does provide a lot of tools and guidance to agencies, but what we heard from the CHECOs was that they were either unfamiliar with those resources or the tools fell short of what agencies needed. And so OPM needs to do a better job of evaluating whether and how agencies are using those resources, almost like market research and obtaining feedback from the agencies.